We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning. I'm Chris Seatons. It's our top local story. Police have made arrests now in the shooting death of an off-duty police officer in Downey. Pete Demetrio following the developments for us. We go to him live now with this update.
2 days after Officer Gardiel Solaro was found shot to death in his car outside an L.A. fitness location in Downey, Downey Police Captain Scott Loftner has confirmed multiple arrests have been made in connection with that murder. But they have not released information yet regarding the location of that arrest or possible motives for the crime involved. Solario had just joined the Monterey Park Police Department and begun patrol work just 2 weeks ago. A GoFundMe page designed to provide resources to allow members of his extended family and his fiancée to attend his upcoming funeral has so far raised more than $10,000. Loftner indicated that both Downey Police and Monterey Park Police Department officials will be at a 2 o'clock news conference at the Hall of Justice in downtown L.A. There will also be representatives of the L.A. County DA's staff at that conference as well. Reporting live, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, a woman has died in an apartment fire in Boyle Heights. Firefighters called to South Clarence Street near South Pecan early in the morning around 4 a.m. They were able to put out the flames in about 20 minutes. Firefighters conducted a thorough search of the building despite bystanders saying all occupants were out of the apartment and located the remains of the 68-year-old woman. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation. A water line has ruptured in Laguna Beach, high along a canyon ridge between two reservoirs. According to the Orange County Register, it prompted evacuations and closed part of Laguna Canyon Road. County water officials say the break in the ridge transmission line sent gallons of water down into a ravine. With the water came mud and debris. Crews are currently trying to fix the problem and get things cleaned up. Testimony is now underway in the sex abuse trial of former UCLA gynecologist Dr. James Heaps.
Heaps is facing 21 felony counts involving seven former patients. One woman likely to take the stand had an appointment with him in February of 2018.
She had a pelvic exam for possible ovarian cancer. During that examination, she will tell you how inappropriate it was. She was outraged.
Deputy District Attorney Danette Myers described Heap's alleged actions as one of the worst abuses of trust during her opening statement. Defense Attorney Leonard Levine told the jury,
"You will have medical records to establish for a medical purpose, and you will have eyewitnesses who were present, independent, neutral, not on anyone's side, who will tell you they did not see what the alleged victims say he did."
Heaps has pleaded not guilty, and Levine said the evidence will show he is innocent. Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
An investigation is now underway after a pedestrian was fatally struck by a train in Sun Valley this morning. Paramedics were sent to North San Fernando Road near Sunland Boulevard shortly before 8 a.m. The person was pronounced dead at the scene. No injuries were reported on the train. The track remains closed at this hour, and train 210 to L.A. will originate at the downtown Burbank station for the rest of the day. Inflation numbers finally showed signs of easing up. The inflation rate still up 8.5% for the month of July, but that is down compared to the 9.1% we saw in June.
57 straight days of falling gas prices, saving drivers about $1.03 per gallon here in L.A. County from when gas reached a peak. Has it made much of a difference?
Hell yes, it has.
So little by little, it's getting there.
But even though gas prices are significantly lower, they're still $1.05 higher than a year ago. And people tell me they're paying more for pretty much everything, especially groceries. Consumer analyst Bert Flickinger tells KNX people in L.A. can save a lot of money when they buy off brands.
Switching from the price gouging national brands to the better quality, better value store brands or private label brands.
And yet it's still too early to tell whether we've turned a corner on inflation. Some experts think we won't see a significant drop in the inflation rate for another year or two. John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Animal advocates are furious that Orange County Animal Care Shelters are keeping people from adopting pets in person. Now, since the start of the pandemic, the shelter has only allowed people to adopt by viewing an online profile of each animal. People can meet in person a pet, but it can only be done by appointment, and visitors can only see one animal at a time. Now, critics say the practice needs to stop because it's led to an enormous increase in animals getting euthanized due to overcrowding at the facility. They say OC Animal Care advertises that walk-ins are available, but that's not, they say, what is happening.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.